Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Obligatory Nerd Talk Podcast.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
The headlines are all over the internet today talking about sea slugs and how they are just the weirdest. Some of them evidently have a survival mechanism that allows them to rip off their own heads and regrow a whole new body and slug guts and stuff in like 3 weeks. Move over, Spider-Man. With as poorly as I've treated my body since Thanksgiving, I sort of wish I'd get bitten by a radioactive sea slug. Get its superpowers. Looney Tunes' Pepe Le Pew got cut from the new Space Jam film. You know, the skunk who's constantly molesting that poor female cat with the paint splattered on her back? Interestingly, it's not just because of how gross an example that sets. In the basketball cartoon crossover, he was to be called out for being a consent creep, but production decided to cut the scene entirely. And finally, is all this legal weed springing up everywhere terrible for the planet? The indoor grow facilities are massive power hogs and could be in need of some consideration, says a study from the Mechanical Engineering Department of Colorado State University. And then on top of that, Funyun production is through the roof, and the Mountain Dew factories can't keep up. And pizza delivery? My God.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
We don't just do one version of Nerd Talk, we do two. Cue the second version!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
We hear lots of doom and gloom about the robots taking over on this show, but right now they're still very stupid. Take, for instance, an AI example posted by Gizmodo.com that shows that robot brains can identify an apple, but write the word iPod on said apple, and it definitely thinks it's an iPod, with even more certainty. Also, remember iPods? Speaking of which, would you let a robot operate on your eyeballs? I mean, if they could replace Luke Skywalker's hand, why not? Because that's fictional. I mean, there's definitely companies pouring tons of money into this type of technology. Look, I'm fine as long as you make sure to write eyeball on my eyeball first. And finally, as electronics get more flexible, Nature.com reports on new clothing that can act as a wearable microgrid, whatever that means. It means a series of parts that collect heat energy from your sweaty body, motion energy from motion, scratching your butt or whatever, and storage to keep that energy for later, all able to be printed onto your threads. Whoa. What if one day the tech companies, robots, sneakily power themselves by dressing us up and having us TikTok dance for attention? That could be happening now.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Thanks for the quick, great hang today. See ya! Thanks for downloading and talk to you tomorrow.